from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
Doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Gonna be a whole lot of Seattle on this. Get out of the way here.
Why is that?
Because I was in Seattle.
Oh, really?
I'd never been that far out west. It was a blast. You know what?
Kenny likes.
The plane ride out there. I had a window seat, and I decided, well, you know, I'm usually terrified of these things, but I mean, what the hell, right? If I fall out of the sky, I fall out of the sky. So here we go. I was like, I've never seen South Dakota from the sky, and I looked at South Dakota. I went, wow, it's all squares.
Were you by the emergency exit door?
I don't think it would have mattered, but yeah. No.
Well, it ain't sucking you through one of them windows.
So oh, okay.
You're good.
Okay, yeah, there we go. And then
you're gonna clog that thing up.
Did you do the touristy thing where you take pictures with your phone out the window?
I did, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I did. Nice. Yes, I did.
This whole camera roll, I'll never
the
look at
only
those again.
Thing, the only thing I didn't do, it was very much tourist. Like, if this was the 1980s, I would have had one of those cameras, like, hanging around my neck.
Oh, yeah.
But I had my phone out. The only thing I didn't take a video of was the police escort. Because Jim was sitting next to me, and I go, okay, you can't look like a... Let's not do the amateur thing next to Jim. Let's just... This is not Jim's first rodeo, and it's not his last. Why don't you just keep your phone away, okay?
Yeah, well, that's a cool. Nice how do you do.
It is kind of crazy when you're flying over those states out west, though, and it almost feels like you can see the actual borders of the states.
It's
an actual... Like, it's not... They're not actually there, but it feels that way.
Saw the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Saw the mountains.
Awesome. I'm going to be flying that same direction.
Thought the Rockies were going to be a little rockier than this.
For you.
It was so great. Flew over Montana. I was like, that down there is Montana. I can't believe I see Montana. This is unbelievable.
Axel, I flew over Montana.
It was. But.
Kenny, no likes.
I woke up to Akron, Ohio State trash talk on my timeline today. Guys, it's a bad day to be a Zip. Like, guys, I don't care. All right, I'm an Akron fan. I don't even know if we play Eastern Michigan this year. If you're an Eastern Michigan alum, like Dan Murphy, who's driving in right now from Mentor, if an Eastern Michigan alum, go ahead and try to let me have it. I don't think that my day is going to be affected by Akron losing to Ohio State, guys. It ain't going to.
Well, finally, this clip counts.
I hate Ohio State. I don't hate Ohio State.
It's a big week for you.
It's not going to bother me. But the first thing I wake up, it's going to be a bad day to be a Zip. I'm like,
that's why you're always yelling, Zips up?
Yeah. That's what I'm yelling. That's what we say, Zips up. That's what we do.
Kenny likes.
Gardo's 1-2-3 against Texas.
Kenny no likes.
Reaction from fans. It's like some of you guys want them to lose. I don't understand this self-fulfilling prophecy of what I might have missed while I was out west here. This is weird.
What do you mean by that?
Because I said, hey, all I put out after they beat Texas 4-2 was the reports of the Guardians' demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Oh boy.
And immediately...
You open up the can of worms.
They beat Texas 60-71. Texas sucks. Why'd they beat a real team? I'm like, guys, okay. I mean, we weren't expected to be a real team. Someone was upset we only gave up two runs. That was rich. Yeah, man. I'm like, man, you guys. I was called a Dolan's apologist again. That went well.
Well, you are.
I mean, I thought that went on Saturday.
I don't need to apologize for anything.
We've been trying to call multiple games this season, like the win that saved the season. I thought Saturday really felt like that. Yeah. And then they won yesterday. And really it was like, okay, they salvaged the series after losing the first game.
Kenny likes.
I caught a hot dog at the Mariners game. They dropped them down.
How was that stadium?
It was awesome.
You just open up your gullet and slid right in?
They dropped them down on big parachutes. And I'm telling you right now, Owen, I was three sheets to the wind. But anyway, I looked up and I swear I willed
something
it into
out of
my
dream
hand.
For Kent Carman. Hot dogs coming down from the sky.
And I held it. I go, it's warm. What is it? And they go, it's a bleeping hot dog, Ken. I go, oh, okay. And I ate the hot
was
dog.
Was this a promotion or that's just how they deliver hot dogs at the Mariners game?
They just fell out of the sky. Yeah. A lot of rain in Seattle. A lot of hot dogs falling from the sky.
Kenny,
in
no likes.
It is too easy to buy way too much beer and spend way too much damn money on beer in Seattle. You go into this thing, and they probably have it here, and I don't even know. You go and you click your phone, and it's like you can take two alcoholic drinks. And I didn't even care about the price. I didn't even care about the price.
But we do have a self-service here that has kind of that.
Is that okay? Then maybe it's the same thing.
I feel
thing.
Like that's like every city, though. Like, if you're going on a trip somewhere and you're going to a city, you already spent money on the trip, and you kind of just are right. Like, whatever cost I spent when I'm out there, I'm not even going to really pay attention.
Well,
like, and then you check your statement later, and you're like, oh, boy.
What I'm really excited to hear, Ken, is that you treated this like a vacation not a business trip, and I'm excited for that.
100%.
I mean, if the rest of the team is treating it like a vacation and not a business trip, unless you're at the bottom of the roster and you do need to make the team. But go out there and have a good time.
We landed, and I'm like,
you didn't
see
pay
you
for
guys.
Airfare?
No.
You're not paying for the hotel. Mm. You're good, man.
We landed. I was like, I'll see you Saturday morning because I am going to be out there. And I did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I went to the Pike Place Market. They threw the fish.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the gum wall?
Can they no likes?
I didn't like the gum wall.
I was going to say, it seems gross.
It was. It was.
Like, what, 4 years post-COVID, and you kind of think about it, you're like, I don't really know if I...
Well, I wouldn't even think of it like that. I was just thinking like...
People's gum on the wall. And
I did put a piece of gum on there.
You just call that my table, freshman through junior year.
I had gum on me, and I decided to put decided to put gum on there.
At school.
No, I already said I like Pike's Place, or Pike Place, so I don't even need to put that. Oh, here we go.
Kenny likes.
I like the weather. It was rainy and dreary, but that's how I envisioned the weather to be.
That's your normal personality.
Yeah, so in Seattle. That's true.
Personality.
Kenny no likes.
I couldn't see Mount Rainier. That part kind of sucked.
Too cloudy.
Kenny likes.
They had a beer called Rainier, and it was very good. Very good.
Was it like a darker beer?
No, it was just a regular lager. It was good. Right. I'm not a big, I'm not into the whole beer tasting culture, but I'm like, hey, let's try this. When in Rome.
You're not like showing up, telling everybody about the great IPA you tried over the weekend?
No, didn't try any of those.
You're in the Pacific Northwest, and I know it's not a Seattle beer specifically, and you can actually find it around here, but Alaskan Amber, Did you see that anywhere? Did you get a chance? You got to try that.
I didn't look hard, though. That's a good time. Maybe I'll take a look at it.
You're not pounding Moostrol. Them, but you have one or two. You and you're like, yeah, that's a good time. I've seen them around a couple specialty stores.
Written that in the book.
All right. Talk to Marcus. I'm sure he'll hook you up.
No, Marcus definitely will. Oh.
Kenny no likes.
Seattle traffic. They have almost twice the population we do, and they have half the lanes we do. It was a bastard in that area. A bastard of traffic.
I'm kind
of
curious where Seattle traffic ranks. Like we talked
certainly
about,
worse than ours.
Well, that's why I was going to say Cleveland, but it was like that seems kind of obvious it would be worse than Cleveland. But like, I don't know. Chicago, I mean, Chicago's traffic's not great, but I mean, L.A. is always considered kind of like the gold standard of terrible traffic.
When Lima and I went to Chicago, I did not have a bad time getting in and out of Chicago.
I was going
to
say, maybe theirs isn't as bad. New York's is obviously terrible. L.A.'s is obviously terrible. Seattle, add him to the list, I guess.
Kenny no likes.
Husky Stadium.
Oh, you saw it?
I could see it.
You didn't like it. It's on the water.
For a national championship caliber team, it's not as imposing as I thought it would be. And the weather should help how imposing it is. It should look scary because of the weather. Didn't look that way at all. Like you go by Ohio Stadium, like holy potatoes, is that a stadium? That is a large building. And then I looked over, I go, okay. Yeah, there it is.
I've always heard the coolest thing about that stadium though is people do like the they call it sailgating. Okay. Like they sit out on the boats, outside the stadium. Yeah. That seems like it'd be a good time.
Kenny likes.
I saw Citizen Kane on the plane.
He was going to Seattle?
No. George Orson.
Sent right beside General Sornis.
Orson Welles died years ago, but I got it was on. Luck. It was on the in-flight watching menu.
And that was like, one of your options?
Yeah. I was like, oh, let's watch Citizen Kane. I was like, I've never seen Citizen Kane. It was good stuff.
Casablanca coming back?
It was available.
Come on.
I did not watch it, though.
Casablanca.
Final one.
Favorite movie.
Kenny likes.
Axel's Team won. I woke up Saturday because I knew I was 3 hours behind, right? And I wasn't getting any text back. I was getting agitated. And like we went downstairs to eat breakfast. It's like 8 o'clock. The game starts at like, it's 11 o'clock.
Right.
So I know the game's going on. No one's texting me. And I was like shaking nervous. Because the boys, they work so hard. And last year, as Owen knows and a lot of listeners know, it was a very difficult season.
It was a building year.
That's what it was. It was a building year. It was
a new offense. You got to install it.
Last year that you called plays?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we won. But it was the B game. So in the official standings, it doesn't compute.
This was an A-game win?
This was an A-game win. Somebody even marked, they go, why are you so nervous? You hung over? I go, no. I said, I'm nervous because of the results I'm waiting for. And finally, I got a text from somebody. Go, we won! Exclamation point. I went, oh, thank God. Oh, thank Jesus.
Axel have a good game?
He started.
Okay.
And,
he told me he's a corner, right?
No, but he's a wide. Well, he does play corner, but okay.
I asked him at camp, he said he was a corner.
They've had him at safety a lot, and then he was at wideout.
Well, that tends to be the trend when you're.
Yeah, my
skin,
son,
his skin complexion, and you get get moved to.
What are we trying
safety.
To say here?
That's interesting. Ask Dustin Fox.
Let's have this conversation. Yeah, forget plenty the clock. I want you to see if you can dig yourself out of that hole. Interesting.
Like I said, just ask Dustin Fox.
Okay. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder.
Boy, we'll talk to the dangerous right one, Spencer German.
speaking of dangerous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.